Purify your life today.
Penny, Penny, the sky is falling. Well, not just yet, anyway. Supposedly, Ben Bernanke, as we told you a couple shows ago, was saying that the recession is over. Remember, I said, wait a minute, Ben, the people I talked to don't think it's over yet. Look at the price of gold and look at how the dollar keeps going down. I say this all the time, like with terrorism, follow the money, folks. Speaking of following the money, oh, yeah, we're going to dive into healthcare in just a second. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Boy, are we going to jump to a lot of things on this show, including Baucus's plan. It's going to cost $856 billion, he says, over 10 years. Here's the deal. So far, the Republicans are nays on this. He's still holding out hope that the GOP, when the committee meets again and actually votes on the bill, maybe next week, they're saying, maybe next week, that they'll jump on this. To be honest, compared to some of the other things that were being proposed out there, it's a little bit more moderate. I don't trust anything in it, though, in the long term with the dates and with the money and the cost, because once again, okay, here's what it's going to cost. This is what we think it's going to cost. We don't know for sure. That's like anything that the government implements. So it's not going to cost that. It's going to cost more than that. And the other problem is what is it going to cost you and me in reality, not in fantasy land? In reality, what is it going to cost? Here's what Senator Max Baucus said as he held court earlier in the day on Capitol Hill.
This is our chance to reform health care in America. We cannot let this opportunity pass. Last week, President Obama laid out what he believes are the key criteria for reform. It should provide more security and stability for those with health insurance today. It should expand coverage to those who don't. It should slow the growth of health care costs. And it should keep insurance companies honest. It provides competition, holds insurance companies accountable, and ensures Americans have real choices when they buy insurance. Our market ensures choice and competition in the health insurance market, so every American can find quality, affordable coverage that cannot be taken away, and makes the Medicare program stronger to ensure future generations can benefit. For seniors, it lowers prescription drug costs dramatically. For small business, it establishes a new marketplace to shop for coverage and tax credits to help make benefits affordable again. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that our reforms will significantly reduce costs for individuals and group markets. We've done everything imaginable to get the most generous, most affordable coverage that we could within President Obama's target of $900 billion. There are honest and principled differences among all of us working for reform, and this package may not represent all of our first choices. But at the end of the day, we all share a common purpose, that is, to make the lives of Americans better tomorrow than they are today, and to get health care reform done, which means the time to come for action is now, and we will act. We will act and pass health reform legislation this year. And I also think a bipartisan approach is more durable, it's more sustainable, just it'll generally mean better policy. So I worked very hard to try to get that bipartisan support, and I think that we will get it. That is, I think that certainly by the time the Finance Committee in this room votes on final passage for health care reform, there will be Republican support.
All right, so just so you know, quickly, a couple of things. The individual getting your health insurance or being fined for not having it doesn't happen until 2013. We knew that that pretty much was coming. And you could be fined up to $3,800. Depends on a couple of things. If you have a family, how much you make, naturally, all that sort of stuff. Also, you already heard him say there is no public option in this language yet. In this language yet, because some of this is going to change, obviously. Medicaid eligibility would be standardized for everyone who has an income of up to 133% of the federal poverty level. Employers are not required to offer health care insurance to employees. Businesses with 50 or more employees that don't offer coverage will be required to reimburse the government for tax credits given to the people that work for them who are purchasing their own insurance. And there's a whole bunch of other things like the pre-existing condition and whatnot. But the major thing here is does not include the public option. But like I said, it has not been dealt with yet. Abortion, same thing. According to the summary, the bill wouldn't preempt state laws banning or requiring abortion coverage. So that's the key there. Federal tax money could not be used to pay for abortions unless the pregnancy is due to rape, incest, or the life of the mother is in danger. Undocumented immigrants would not be allowed to buy insurance plans. But see, here's the problem with that. How do you know who's legal and who's not legal? Because, of course, we know all the fraudulent documents that are floating around out there. And they do say for people who do not claim to be U.S. citizens but claim to be lawfully present in this country, they'd have to claim their claim would have to be substantiated by the Department of Homeland Security. This seems to me like a ton of paperwork, lots of interesting twists and turns. Like I always say, this show's about in what he is proposing, and I think it's going to definitely look a little bit different when it's all said and done. Does it come to a vote? Do the Republicans jump on board? The answer to that is so far they have not done that. Sam is listening to us across the board in Canada. Hello, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, it's we got this bill flying around here. You heard me just talk about it, and you heard the Senator Max Baucus, the Democrat from Montana, propose what it
was. Yeah, but I guess you don't know, obviously, that Obama and Prime Minister Harper had a powwow today.
Oh, I totally know that. Are you kidding? I was keyed into it. Somebody called me from D.C. It's all over the news here. They talked about trade, and they talked about terrorism was the main thing. In fact, later in the show, we're going to play some clips of that. So, yeah, I do know about that. And the whole thing in Canada, as you have said, is about they were upset about Buy American. And
right.
It seemed to me like at least when they were talking to the media, it was all schmoozy and happy, and it wasn't all the things behind the scenes that we had heard was happening in Canada, that a lot of Canadians are upset about the United States and that one clause about Buy American.
Even hockey was brought in.
I heard.
Yeah. Because a lot of teams have, their own charter flights, and it seemed to be that they were going to pass a law saying you're not allowed to stop to refuel because you're not an American plane. But I think Obama's going to remove that. Saying that about not landing in the States, or the joke that someone made once is that Obama has the Stanley Cup and he also wants our health care. I mean, the Americans have the Stanley Cup; they also want our health care too.
We need a rim shot for that. But I'm pumped. I got you. We don't want your health care. You have trashed it, and so has Al, and so have a slew of other people, Canadians that I've had on the show as guests.
Right.
Yeah. Say it's just a flip of the coin whether it's good, whether you get good coverage or not. Sam, in honor of you, coming up next, we're going to let everybody hear what we had planned for later in the show, and it's that conversation with Harper and the media and Barack Obama.
You want to put me on hold and then put me back on and hear my comments?
All right. We usually never let anyone double dip, but just for you, we will. Hang on.
Okay.
Meet you on the flip side, everyone.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over were smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Okay, so does everyone recognize that theme? Yes, Indiana Jones. Check this out from Hollyweird. It turns out that Harrison Ford, he made so much money last year on that latest installment of Indy that they might go back to the well again for a fifth Indiana Jones film. So Harrison Ford could be maybe 71, maybe 72, depends on how soon they make that movie. He says if the script is good and they've been talking about it, he will absolutely do yet another Indiana Jones. You know, I love Harrison Ford. Patriot Games, I used to have such a crush, wicked crush on this guy. Some of the old movies that Ford was in, even the original Indiana Jones, Star Wars, etc. And I'm... have nothing about somebody, about him getting older. Just the role doesn't fit anymore because we're tired of it. End it at four. And unfortunately, I think the latest Indiana Jones kind of ruined it for me. I like the first couple. There's just some things that you need to leave preserved. Just need to leave it right there. There's no reason to take it further. I thought the same thing about Rocky. Do we really need to have Rocky VII? So let's take a vote. Yes, we're talking about politics and serious things here, but we also talk about the lighter side. Although this isn't light fare for me. I don't want to see Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones again. 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Donovan Mattson, what do you think? Should Indiana Jones live another day? Should we see yet another one of these movies?
I think the first three were brilliant. But at some point, we've just got to kind of let it go. You know, let the first three stand on their own. I really didn't like the fourth one. And, you know, everybody's getting older, and It's just, it was a brilliant work of art. Yeah, Da Vinci didn't do the Mona Lisa too.
Mm-mm.
At some point, you just got to say, I did this, I'm proud of it, everybody liked it, we're going to all move on. Come up with something new and original and different.
Exactly. Leave well enough alone. I concur. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. From Indiana Jones to Stephen Harper, of course, breaking bread, meeting with the President of the United States, the Canadians up in arms because they want their trade with the U.S. They want it back and forth. They didn't like the little clause about buy American. Remember that? And that was discussed. A couple of things were discussed. Two things. First, starting with terrorism and the cooperation with Canada and what Canada was doing and what the United States was doing. And then the other part of it was trade. So check this out.
I think that what is clear is that we have lacked as clear of a strategy and a mission as is necessary in order to meet our overriding objective, which is to dismantle and disrupt and destroy Al-Qaeda and prevent it from being able to project violence against the United States.
I certainly don't think, notwithstanding the continued problems and in many parts of the country, the fierce efforts of the insurgency, I don't think the Taliban in any way constitutes an alternative government or any immediate threat to replacing the government of Afghanistan. So I think in that sense, you know, we can see the progress that's been made. Obviously, though, we are concerned about the strength of the insurgency. We, as I say, welcome the renewed American effort and effort of some NATO countries.
U.S. Canadian trade continues to be robust. Canada continues to be a huge trading partner to the United States. Businesses in the United States and Canada both benefit from that trade, as do consumers. There is no prospect of any budding trade wars between our two countries. These are legitimate issues that have to be raised, but I think it's important to understand that on the scale of our overall trading relationship, these aren't these shouldn't be considered the dominant element.
We shouldn't lose the forest for the trees. These are important irritants. They are having some real impacts, but they are, you know, relatively small compared to the overall scale of Canadian American trade. But I would emphasize that it is critical at a time where we're trying to see a recovery in the global economy, where forces of protectionism are a very significant threat, that we continue to demonstrate to the world that Canada and the United States can manage their trade relations in a way that's extremely positive and a model for other countries.
All right, so you heard the tail end of that. Sam is hanging with us. Sam, you're a Canadian. What do you think? Sam.
Yo.
What do you think?
Okay, from what I've been hearing, you know, because I was watching the news earlier tonight, if there are some states that aren't going with this buy America plan. So what might happen is each province might negotiate individually with each state in order to sort of get around the Buy America plan. Or they'll join the World Trade Organization so they can also fight it too. Me personally, I mean, Julie is, you know, not exactly thrilled of this, Buy America. She's not exactly thrilled of the Buy America plan because, unfortunately, then, you know, when she goes to, you know, when they go check out fruits and vegetables for the supermarket, they might end up getting like the second grade stuff where everyone else in the States, I mean, with, you know, all due respect, might get first grade, even though they'd like to get, you know, like the first grade quality stuff. So now if you're asking me personally, I think you should lift the Buy America plan because for a lot of businesses that trade with Canada could, you know, would keep them going. Because if you're only going to buy American, then it's going to be really, really cutthroat. And who ends up suffering? Either businessmen or the consumer.
Yeah, boy, well said. Sam, thanks. You have a good one, okay?
Take care.
All right, he's right about that. It depends on how far the pendulum swings. That's the deal. Because it always seems like it swings too far in the other direction. And the bottom line is, the whole Buy American thing that once was such a great idea and people really paid attention to it, are people paying attention to it now? The answer is no, they're not. And the whole idea of Buy American was stimulating our economy. And it goes along with the fear in a different way that people have with this health care proposals and what's going to happen to health care, because of the fear that with certain businesses they'll say, wow, this is not turned out the way it looked on paper or the way it was sold to us or whatever, and we're already thinking about going overseas anyway because, to be honest, we got to save money and we care about making our millions, not so much about keeping the people employed here. I'm not saying all companies, but there are some on the bubble like that. So absolutely they'll make a deal in China, make a deal in India, make a deal somewhere else where it's cheaper for them to produce products and make a much bigger profit overall than to have Americans on the payroll in the good old United States. So I think that that is far from over. It's far from over, the balance between trade and export, import anyway. And it also depends on how far we go with our economy. You see the devaluation of the dollar, and we're just printing money, and there's no accountability for how much money is being printed. We see that people are wising up and saying, you know, I'm not aware where this is headed. And you see what the Chinese are threatening to do and what they've done. And after all, they do have our debt. So a lot of people are buying gold, buying other commodities for fear that, you know, pretty much it's going to be like trading in the old days with seashells way back when. The Indians did that. Would trade with seashells and other goods? Does it come to that? So all of this plays into the economy. And we're going to let you hear, coming up next, what Warren Buffett had to say. Warren Buffett, of course, the CEO, president of Berkshire Hathaway. So many people consider him to be the guru of investing and making money and being sensible about money. And while we have Ben Bernanke saying, the Federal Reserve chairman, that, hey, listen, you know, we're pretty much getting over this recession thing. And we talked about this last week, him making that comment. Not too many people picked up on it. In the meantime, you have Warren Buffett saying, yeah, probably 3-4 years, we're going to be okay. So who do you believe, Bernanke or Warren Buffett? 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents about any of the stuff we're talking about, including Jimmy Carter, who says the problem with Obama is there's too much racism, and you can see it in the town hall meetings, and that's exactly what happened with Senator Joe Wilson. It was about racism, not about policy. I disagree. How about you?
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
We talked about Senator Baucus's health plan, but still no Republican support for it. I mean, there's your biggest thing. It completely lacks that. So does it become a reality or not? We'll tell. And the clock is certainly ticking on that as the president is breathing down his back as he's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you. Coast to coast, like I like to say, and everywhere in between. Getting a ton of email. You can certainly throw in your two cents about Jimmy Carter and his comments about racism, what's happened with Acorn, and should there even be any more government funding going in that direction. AmericaTonight.net, that's a continuation of what we talked about. And for fun, Indiana Jones. Would you like to see a fifth Indiana Jones? Love Harrison Ford. Do not want to see a fifth Indiana Jones. Don't want to see it. And as to the economy and who you believe, which is why I think people were so worried about health care reform, thinking, oh, if it goes in the opposite direction, yes, I don't want out, you know, ridiculous promises about where my rates are going to be, the premiums are going to be. But I also kind of like what I have because I can afford it, and we're in the middle of all these economic problems. People are still losing jobs, and despite some of the rainbows that are being painted out there, it's still not pretty. There's the second shoe has to drop with mortgages. There's going to be a whole flood of foreclosures. I've said this before, more than driving around neighborhoods, I went onto a site called Zip Realty, and you can plug in anywhere. And I plugged in areas where we have radio affiliates, and guess what I found? Plenty of foreclosures across the board, from anywhere from, you know, Texas to Connecticut to Kentucky to Florida, to Missouri, you know, and on it goes. So there still is another part, another balloon payment, if you will, due that people will not be able to afford. In fact, they're talking about extending the $8,000, maybe even making it $6,000, $16,000 rather, for first-time home buyers swinging into next year to try to stimulate that, to try to help the mortgage industry turn itself around, if you will. So Warren Buffett, who I consider to be one of the smartest people around when you ask about money, right? Started from the ground up, you know, what he built and the kind of money he has, but how he achieved that success is the interesting thing about him, and how he's very conservative as to the ways he goes and makes predictions about his own company, Berkshire Hathaway. Here's what he said as far as a couple of things, including where we are and ultimately the turnaround for all that ails us at this point, thanks to some of the bailouts and whatnot.
I know it'll get better. I mean, you know, we've been through all kinds of economic problems in this country for a couple hundred years. Our genius in the United States is not in avoiding problems, it's in overcoming problems. And we've overcome every problem we've ever faced. I mean, we've overcome a Civil War, you know, a couple of world wars this time, Great Depressions, all kinds. This country works. But it doesn't work every single day and every single month. Right now it's sputtering. And how long it sputters, nobody knows for sure. But the one thing you know is that for sure, and I think it'll be much shorter than this, but 3 or 4 years from now, everything will be fine. And it may come much sooner. It's hard to tell.
All right. So he is saying, hey, it could come a little bit sooner, but wasn't that optimistic that it was going to happen in the very near future? This kind of, to me, goes hand in hand with what's happening with health care reform. You know, the Congressional Budget Office is saying that Baucus's bill would still leave 25 million people uninsured in 2019, okay? About a third of them would be illegally here. But 17 million people would be left uninsured under the House bill. So if you contrast what the House bill was, 17 would be left uninsured. 46 million people are now uninsured. Wow, these numbers are crazy, aren't they? So the woman who proposed the trigger, Olympia Snow, the senator from Maine, and she's one of the main people that Baucus has been negotiating with, said she's not going to endorse this plan, but she'll continue to try to work with him to try to get some kind of a deal, saying that, sure, if there was something that made sense, but there's still some fuzzy areas here, right? The cost of the bill would supposedly be offset by new taxes and fees. So you catch my drift? New taxes and fees, along with savings squeezed from Medicare. That would reduce the total of the federal budget deficits, they say, by $49 billion over the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. Right. Revenues and savings would be growing faster than costs. The bill would reduce deficits. So you're banking on the possibilities. If I go to Las Vegas and I take everything I have and I put it on red over at the Bellagio, there is a chance I could double my nest egg because I'd really like to do that. To me, it's a game of chance, and that ultimately is the biggest problem with this. And this is the problem, I think, with many of the Republicans trying to decide if they could actually jump on board with this. And then the penalties for the individuals, you know, this excise tax on insurance companies that sell high-end policies and whatnot, that's what they would slam them with. It wouldn't require employers to offer coverage, which I already told you about a little bit earlier. And supposedly, the goal is to reshape the $2.5 trillion a year healthcare industry. So that's about one-sixth of our economy. I don't disagree with those figures. But I'm sure, and I know many people on Medicaid are still worried because it feels a little bit like you're dangling over a cliff. And yet somebody is just barely hanging on to your hand because you just don't trust what you're hearing in the first place. And then you look at these expensive plans. And that's the problem. I mean, you got to be fiscally responsible somewhere. The cost. This is ultimately the biggest problem. Right? The biggest problem in this whole thing. That's why I would have to agree with guys like John Boehner from Ohio. It's not fiscally responsible or possible. It's too much of a fantasy. Now, people who go without insurance, and this again goes to this is where the money comes from, people who go without insurance would pay penalties up to about $20 billion. That means all collected is what they're assuming. And then employers who don't offer coverage would pay penalties of $27 billion. So think about those numbers I just told you. How crippling would this be if you're a family who's barely making it somewhere and you got to cough up, and I say barely making it because the numbers they're saying is like 66,000. How many kids do you have and what are we talking about? And then by the time you take the taxes out of that, so 3,800 on that you would have to come up with, right? And then the penalties, the $27 billion for the employers, who's going to eat that? If you work for somebody, you're going to eat that. You're going to have your hours cut back, or you're going to have your salary slashed because they've got to pay some sort of penalty, which is a real distinct possibility depending on what they offer, how big the organization is, and a slew of other factors that you cannot factor into this bill. That's the thing. It's tough to factor it in. And people keep comparing it with, well, look at Medicaid and look how that worked. Medicaid is different. And the amount of people that you're talking about insuring, and I think the best analogy that I've come up with this whole bloody time for healthcare reform is in the comparisons to the auto industry, how it's mandatory auto insurance. How many people don't have auto insurance? How many people roll the dice? And what is the difference, and I said this on our previous show, what's the difference between a car and your body? There's a big difference between the two, right? So comparing the two of them, which is we've heard that done now by several politicians, is ridiculous. It makes no sense. And I really think, even though if you say, hey, look, you got these tax credits, you can help the small businesses, they could buy insurance, it'll cost the Treasury $24 billion over 10 years. I mean, we keep going back to the same money thing again. It's like on Sesame Street when they teach you how to count. I paid attention. Granted, I have some fuzzy math at times, but even I can see that there's too many holes in this. So I agree that it's just not fiscally responsible. There's got to be another way to do this. These expensive plans are not going to work. They're not going to work if it goes through. And the Democrats have kind of mixed feelings. You know, you have Harry Reid, of all people, the Senate Majority Leader. He's up for re-election next year, and he's looking like he's in big trouble. He praised the plan. He says it's much closer to having, you know, we're much closer to having a comprehensive health insurance reform bill than ever before on the Senate floor. But even he said it would force his state to increase its Medicaid spending and that it needs improvement. It needs work. So even he didn't completely go on board with it because he's worried about Nevada. And that's the problem. Every state is going to be different. And especially with the Medicare payments, that's going to be different from state to state. So not everyone's on board anyway, even the guys playing on the same team as Baucus. But it is the least expensive of the five major care bills that are slowly moving their way through Congress. I guess that's something, eh? 800-259-5791. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
Is that allowed on school property? Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Playing the race card, that's where we start with odds and ends for President Jimmy Carter again and again and again. I don't think it's going to do anything to help Obama's cause. I think it's about the policies. It's about what this group continues to do in Washington, this administration of big-time flip-floppers and soothsayers and prognosticators of our future that is so bright. If you would just jump on board and let us jam through our kind of legislation, it'll all be okay. Right. Also, quickly in odds and ends, sad that lab tech, his DNA matched the blood that they found in that Yale murder of the graduate student Annie Lee. Awful. She's supposed to get married, and then she disappears. They find her in a wall in that lab in the clothes, and I think the people on that campus and the people that worked with her were completely stunned by it. But yeah, there's nutballs everywhere. Just because you're at Yale doesn't protect you from somebody that you might work with who you don't have much conversation with. And apparently this guy was antisocial but had a girlfriend, lived with somebody, all that sort of stuff, and just went off. They think at the lab, don't even know at this point, just that an arrest is pretty likely as a result of that. A couple of other things coming your way, including, we're always talking about the whole Acorn thing anyway, and now everybody else is pumping it besides Fox. I love it, and it's true. Fox really was pumping it, and then all of a sudden it showed up. I was watching, I was flipping around. It showed up on the CBS Evening News, but it was DOA for a very, very long time. Mark in New York and I used to talk about Acorn periodically over different things that we had heard and different things that were happening. And now, because of yet another video, they can't close their eyes to the story, I guess, anymore. And, of course, we're talking about healthcare. And, like I said, I was comparing healthcare to the auto industry because that's what some of the politicians were doing to sell it, and it makes completely no sense to me. You cannot compare what goes on with your body and your family's health to an automobile. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, I was listening to this this Irish lady on the radio, and she was comparing. What? There's a lot of Irish people.
You're
out
so
there.
Funny.
She's pretty smart, you know, except, you know, sometimes she votes for Philadelphia teams, which shows a lack of intellectual depth. But anyway, being a Redskin fan, I just can't understand why you would. Anyway. Let's follow through with this comparison between car insurance and health insurance. Because you know how things are. In Texas, they will take your car away, will they not? Yeah?
That's what they do. That's what they've done, yeah.
Now, can you imagine what they're going to do to your children? I mean, already they take people's children just on the slightest thing. Can you imagine if you don't pay your car, your health insurance? Or if, let's say, you don't follow the correct... you don't give them the correct flu shots, okay? Or, you know, you don't give them the correct vaccinations at the right time because, you know, a lot of car insurance companies make you put a little computer in the car to see how many miles you're doing everything, and they may require you to put those little chips in the children. And you know, it could really snowball. Once they have that little control over you, you know, I mean, you're going to start losing control of your children. You know, let's say they get bad grades or something. I mean, so, yeah, you have a great point there in comparing this health care to car insurance. And, you know, I don't know why Barack Obama doesn't just say, you know, we're going to wait a year. Let's wait a year and take our time. After all, we have the Congress, the House and the Senate, and the White House, and we're in a recession. It just makes sense. Why is he in such a rush to do it? You know? I mean,
I agree with you. I see why the rush is, though, Tomas, because then if I can tell everybody they're going to be covered, this is something we as Democrats have pushed for a long time. Think about reelection. I mean, that's what it's always about. The game is about becoming yet another president who gets elected again. So this is where he's planted the flag firmly. I'm going to be the one that rescues people who don't have health insurance. But what's going to happen is it's going to kill all of us because financially it's disastrous. Even this last plan, it's better than the other four. But when I say better, it's still something we can't swallow. It's not financially responsible, and it really won't pan out. It won't. It won't work. The numbers aren't really there.
Well, you know, I think the numbers are never going to be really there.
Yeah.
And get the American people on board. Once you get the American people on board, they need to trust the person who's bringing out the bill. And they're losing trust in this president because, you know, you just said he wants reelection. What, I mean, how many seats does he want in the Senate? He's already got a filibuster proof. You know what's funny, Kate, is that if you listen to the, like, Air America crowd, mm-hmm. they are now criticizing Obama just like the conservatives were criticizing Bush. You know, they're saying, well, matter of fact, that guy, that black guy who called Republicans a-holes, mm-hmm. he was answering a lady who said, how come the Democrats can't do with 60 senators what the Republicans did with less than 60? You know, it's
right.
funny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, you better watch out because that Irish lady's pretty quick. but you know, I have a question for you. Do you know the song for the Eagles? Because I know
Yeah, it's a victory song. It's an old song. I don't know the words to it, but I have a copy of it.
You don't know your team song.
Oh, please. It's old. It's 100,000 years old, and it's ridiculous.
No,
it's brutal.
No, I know it because I belong to a real football team.
Oh, please.
Hail to the fans. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, hail to the victors. All right, Tomas, thanks. It's interesting. He brings up a good point in talking about the comments that were said, you know, by the so-called man who was going to get the green jobs for everybody. He's right. He was talking about in a way that the Republicans still, even if they had the minority, they knew how to get things done because they would get the coverage. They would, they would rabble rouse the people. But what's wrong with the Democrats? We've talked about that before on the show. Brad in Kentucky, it's your turn. Thanks for the call.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, all this healthcare stuff, I mean, you think about it and stuff. I can't see how these guys, these officials and all that stuff that go to the town hall meetings that support the healthcare bill so much that they actually bring their personal opinions into it and have episodes there at the town hall meetings and stuff. And if they can't realize that the people are there because they don't want it, those people that are there elected that man as a representation of the people to the government. And now these guys are at the town hall meetings. They're representing the government to us. And I don't see how they don't figure it out that we elected them to their positions. And if they continue to act this way, they're not going to get reelected. And I don't know. They just don't understand.
I agree with you. Brad, I think that's the brilliance of this whole deal. I love that the people are passionate that they're going out there and saying, listen, we're sick of this. I've heard this for years on America Tonight. We're not getting any action from the people that we have chosen to represent us or the people that we didn't put in office, but it's the other guy that was elected. But guess what? We're going to boot him out. Or it's the people that are comfortable in their job, like the Arlen Specters, who had to switch parties because he knew he was in trouble, and now he's even in more trouble in Pennsylvania. Or Harry Reid, who I was just talking about, the senator from Nevada. There's a great chance that he won't be reelected, and I think he thought he was just going to die on the job. But now people are sick of it. They've had enough. They're fed up, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
it I think
awesome.
More people will come out and vote, especially in individual areas, depending on if they have somebody in Congress up or somebody in the Senate up. And I think it's about time. Let these people that think that they're grandfathered in forever, let them just go. Let them go off into the sunset somewhere.
Right. And I just think that they've lost the idea that there are representatives to the government. You know what I mean? They're representing us from the government. You know what I mean?
That's right. We the people, that's the idea. We have the representation. We're not a dictatorship. We're a democracy. We're not a communist country because we the people are the government, and that's why we elect someone to represent us because we couldn't all go to Washington. So we try to represent the people, pick the person that represents us the most in whatever state that we're living, but they're not representing our interests, and that's the biggest problem. Great caller, Brad. Call us again. I know you have several times. You can send us an email if you missed out on your two cents, americatonight.net.